but it's got no soul, and it's taking you so long to find out you were wrong when you thought it held everything. You used to think that it was so easy. You used to say that it was so easy, but Scotty singer, songwriter, musician, record producer. As I say, founding member of Steeler's Wheel. Born in Paisley, Renfrewshire, Scotland. Hmm. His mother taught him both Irish and Scottish folk songs. Later, influenced by the music of the Beatles, Bob Dylan, joined the folk pop group The Humble Bums. That's a great name. Of which Billy Connolly was a member.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They disbanded, recorded their first solo album, Can I Have My Money Back? Rafferty and Joe Egan formed the group Steeler's Wheel in 72. As I say, stuck in the middle with you, the star. So in 1978, Rafferty recorded his second solo album, City to City, which included Baker Street's most popular song. But a heavy drinker for much of his life. He died from liver failure in 2011. Yeah. On this day, January the 4th.
Right.
Carol McKibben.
I don't know if there's a lot of Billy Connolly that we can play it.
Very true, very true. Yeah. Last thought on that, though, that cut Baker Street. I was glad to get that. We were in Dublin. We went into Easton's. You always should.
Oh, yes.
Upstairs, yeah. Music upstairs as well, and the books are great downstairs. Right. So,
although the magazine section
shrunk
to a
sad,
mere...
Sad comment.
Yeah.
They do have newspapers from here, there, and everywhere, though. Yeah. Not a big section, but outside.
I used to get my puzzle magazine there, but no longer.
Can we tell? How can we register a complaint? Well,
yeah.
Upstairs, they have package deals, Tower Records. It's like 2 for 12 euros. And so this Ultimate 70s has 5 CDs.
Wow.
So I was glad to get. Now, a lot of the hits are the British versions of them, of what we would have heard here, but still, nice to have. Thank you.
Plus, you were able to get a connector for your...
That's right. Up in the corner.
Electronics. Yep. Okay, so, do you want some weather?
Sure.
It hasn't changed. Do you want more?
Yep.
Still minus 28. Still barometric 104.1 and rising. Humidity still 77%. Now, the wind has changed, I think, a little bit. It's coming from northwest at 10. But I think the wind chill is still minus 37, so I... there's an extreme cold warning, Ron. It's minus 28 out there. And the wind chill is minus 37.
Button up your overcoat.
Yes, I'm still shivering from coming in over an hour ago. It will be sunny today, though. The wind up to 15 kilometers, a high of minus 21, a wind chill of minus 40 this morning, minus 28 this afternoon. But that means frostbite in minutes. Tonight, clear, wind up to 15 kilometers, low minus 31, wind chill minus 34 this evening and minus 40 overnight, which also means frostbite in minutes. If you have to go outside, please bundle up and be aware of the temperatures.
Right, you are.
Yeah.
Say, I got my Q magazine from PBS.
In this case, yes, and?
Fargo, Moorhead, I guess, Fargo. Front cover, All Creatures Great and Small, Season 5, premieres Sunday, January the 12th at 8 p.m.
Ooh, okay.
During
week.
World War II, yes, big christening, obviously, here. Baby in the arms, etc. And on the back, drama premieres for January.
Yes.
Now, I wasn't that big a fan, but I see Vienna Blood is coming back January 5th. That's tomorrow, season 4. Then
right.
On January 12th, Miss Scarlet.
All right. I don't mind that.
Okay. Season 5, streaming. Oh, yes. January 12th, All Creatures Great and Small, as I mentioned. Or, if you look into this in more detail, if you can't wait until January to return to the beautiful Yorkshire Dales, etc., watch seasons 1 to 4. Of All Creatures Great and Small, all over again with Prairie Public Passport. I think if you give them sufficient cash money, become a member. Yeah, at 707.
Yes.
Overlooked, underappreciated.
Oh, yet again.
No, I pulled out a song that wasn't heavy, heavy Christmas by title, but it's the LP of Original Music Box Melodies.
Yes.
Yes. Well, these are big, Carol, and I mean big.
Yes.
Like the typewriters we were talking about. Product of Switzerland from the 1800s through the early 1900s. You know what brought an end to the music box?
No.
Edison. Yeah. He did this to a lot of people. I'm sorry. It's destructive capitalism at work, and that's how it works, folks. Yep. So the Bornand family now are in New York with the original manufacturer's music boxes, so they put together, I think, this
the
LP from
album.
Their equipment. Right.
Yes.
Say, hum along at home, then.
Okay. Thank you.
music box melody. It sounded to me like Roll Out the Barrel, We'll Have a Barrel of...
I couldn't... But no, it didn't sound like that to me.
That was called The Rosary.
Right. I can't say that I would have identified it.
Well, it's music box melody, so Christmas, you see. So I thought it was something we hadn't played before. Don't worry, we'll come back to that in another year. Don't worry about it. 7:10. What about the jumble? We haven't had any jumbles.
Oh, well, I can give you a jumble. I did have it all set up, and then I think I had to move it because I was looking at various, what do you call them? Typewriters and things. So, are you ready?
Yep.
R-L-U-B-B.
Blurb.
Yes.
On the back of a book.
Yep.
But it makes you wonder when you see all these people who've done these blurbs are all published by the same publisher, and you go, wait a minute.
That's
true. 7:10.
Well, mind you, there only are a couple of publishers left in the world.
Ruth Lowe, Canadian pianist, songwriter, composed the first Billboard Top 80 song, which was called...
Button Up Your Overcoat.
That's good. I'll never smile again. Oh, right. Until I smile.
Okay.
Born in Toronto, raised in Glendale, California, came back to Canada as a young woman, began work as a pianist. I'm the one, this is my favorite story. 1936, she's working in the song shop in Toronto. Sounds like a movie.
Yeah.
Hammer out that song, yeah. Sheet music, yeah. Ina Ray Hutton brought her all-female band, the Melodeers, D-E-A-R-S, to town. Piano player taken ill. Hutton frantically trying to locate a good-looking blonde lady replacement. All right.
Oh, dear.
Lowe auditioned, became the regular pianist in Ina Ray's band. And off, away you go.
She had to be blonde?
23. Well, she was at the end of this. 1938, she married Harold Cohen, Chicago music publicist. Happy marriage. It lasted 1 year. Cohen died during an operation. In her deep grief, she returned to Toronto. In her apartment, she composed I'll Never Smile Again.
Oh.
Big hit for Frank Sinatra.
Wow, how tragic.
First heard on CBC.
Yes.
Music by Faith, meaning Percy Faith.
Right.
Yes, Canadian musician. And eventually got to Dorsey, eventually Frank Sinatra. But she also composed this that was a hit for Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
Put your dreams away for another day, and I will take their place in your heart, wishing on a star never got you far. And so it's time to make a new start. When your dreams at night fade before, then I'll have the right to adore you. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your adore you. let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your dreams away.
Frank Sinatra from 1945 from a 2-CD set called Frank Sinatra, Portrait of Sinatra, Columbia Classics. 7:15, wake them, shake them, got to get them out there. Well, there's not much snow to shovel or anything, but I'm sure we can have them, what, picking oakum or something, Carol, or...
What?
Sorting beans or something, or... Are your beds made? Get those children working, working, working.
Time for the Children's Corner on the Weekend Morning Show.
Oh, this is a story of Peter and the Wolf. Now, as you know, in the musical score of Peter and the Wolf, each character is represented by an instrument in the orchestra. Peter by the string quartet and his trusty pop gun by a pop. The bird, whose name is Sasha, by a flute way up high. And Sonia, the duck, by an oboe like this. And here is Ivan, the cat. He's represented by a clarinet in a very low, in a very low register. Grandpapa is an old bassoon. And when the hunters shoot their guns, that's the kettle drums. And there is also a wolf. Does that old wolf know what's in store for him this day? For our hero, little Peter, armed to the teeth, is setting forth to capture him. Oh, there seems to have been a slight change of plans. For Peter's grandpapa, well, he thinks that little boys like Peter should not go out to hunt the wolf. Well, for a great hunter like Peter, who's almost 6 years old, to be carried back into the cabin, well, it's very embarrassing. But he dreams of hunting anyway. Soon Peter's grandpapa fell fast asleep, and Peter escaped out of the cabin, across the snow, and into the dark forest, his gun naturally at the ready. Mm-hmm. why Peter's happy. Oh, and soon he met Sasha. You know, the little bird we told you about. Excitable little chap, isn't he? He's forgetful, too. Hello, Petey, what goes? Where you going, huh? Can I go, Petey? Can I, huh? Oh, boy, a gun. Loaded, too. You going hunting? Oh, hunting, that's for me. Everything's okay, Petey. Come on, let's go.
Little teaser for you there from Peter and the Wolf. Bound to be playing Summer in a symphony orchestra near you. Mm. I did the reading for Peter and the Wolf once.
Yes.
For the Winnipeg Symphony. That wasn't the version I had. It was very Americanized. A lot of kinds of cutesy things there.
Oh, right.
Because it was Disney.
Yes.
Walt Disney. But the voice of Sterling Holloway.
Oh.
Who was born on this day in 1905.
Right.
Did voice acting for Disney. Played Mr. Stork in Dumbo. He was the adult flower in Bambi. Cheshire Cat in Alice in the Wonderland.
Mm.
Yes. A Ka in The Jungle Book.
Yes.
Roquefort the Mouse in The Aristocats. And the title character in Winnie the Pooh.
I think it's The Aristocats.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
But he did Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, cool.
That was Disney, Disney, Disney.
Yep. Yeah.
Born in Cedartown, Georgia. But they say, what, 100 movies, at least.
Wow.
100 films, 40 television shows.
Man.
Sterling Holloway, born the same. What about a poem for the children? Finish
yes.
off our children's corner.
Okay.
I think it's an anniversary for T.S. Eliot, but I've left all my notes at home. So let's just say the poem should stand on its own. We shouldn't need an anniversary to do. I haven't read this for a while, boys and girls. Let's find the poem first, shall we? The Naming of Cats.
Oh, right.
The Naming of Cats is a difficult matter. It isn't just one of your holiday games. You may think at first I'm as mad as a hatter when I tell you a cat must have 3 different names. First of all, there's the name that the family use daily, such as Peter, Augustus, Alonzo, or James, such as Victor, or Jonathan, George, or Bill Bailey. All of them sensible, everyday names. There are fancier names, if you think they sound sweeter. Some for the gentlemen, some for the dames, such as Plato, Admetus, Electra, Demeter. But all of them sensible, everyday names. But I tell you, a cat needs a name that's particular. A name that's peculiar and more dignified. Else how can he keep up his tail perpendicular? Or spread out his whiskers or cherish his pride? Of names of this kind I can give you a quorum, such as Monkostrap, Quaxo, or Coracopat, such as Bombalurina or else Jellyrorum. Names that never belong to more than one cat. But above and beyond, there's still one name left over. And that is the name that you never will guess. The name that no human research can discover, but the cat himself knows and will never confess. When you notice a cat in profound meditation, the reason I tell you is always the same. His mind is engaged in a rapt contemplation of the thought of the thought of the thought of his name. Is ineffable, effable, effen ineffable, deep and inscrutable, singular name. From the illustrated Old Possum book of Practical Cats, Nicholas Bentley drew the pictures. Yes, before there was the musical, boys and girls, there was a book. So true, so often. Book.
And imagine making a musical out of a book of poetry.
Yeah, I'm not sure how close the resemblance was, but 7:24. Well, yeah. Going to come back to the Winnipeg Public Library and see if there's anything else for the boys and girls, but I think we'll do a Arthur Conley song first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's his birthday today, and we'll tell you how this song came about after we hear from it.
Dancing with the music. Jane Brown, y'all. He's the chief of them all, y'all. He's the chief of them all, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the swing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feel. I got to get the feel. Do you like good music? That sweet soul.
Sweet soul music. Arthur Connolly, who was born on this day in 1946, soul singer, best known for that too, 1967. Grew up in Atlanta, lead singer of Arthur and the Corvettes, three singles, 63, Poor Girl, I Believe, and Flossie May, No Great Joy. Moved to a new label, released I'm a Lonely Stranger. Now, when Otis Redding heard this, he asked Connolly to record a new version, which was released on Redding's own fledgling label, Jodis Records. And then, as I say, Corden and Connolly met Redding in 67. Together, they rewrote the Sam Cooke song, Yeah Man, into Sweet Soul Music, which at Redding's insistence was released on Fame Records. Proved to be a massive hit, going number 2 U.S. charts and top 10 across much of Europe. Sold over 1 million copies, awarded Gold Disc. At 7:27, I'm going to come back to the Winnipeg Public Library, but I'll have to do the march around the breakfast table first then. From August the 24th, 2024, Alfred Fred Raymond Joseph Gauthier joined the military in 1955. Two tours, Germany. During his first tour, Fred met the love of his life, Annelise, who could not speak a word of English, so he learned how to speak German. Married and returned to Canada in 1959. Raymond Henry Massey from August 17th, 2024. Worked for the Manitoba Health Services Commission additionally from 82 to 88. He was the CEO of 17 Winnipeg Medical Company at Minto Armory, military reserves.
Wow.
Finally retiring as lieutenant colonel. And for Isabella Christie from August 24th, 2024. Happy childhood, Fleming Avenue. Proud of her working for the Navy in their code department during the 1940s in Ottawa. So let's make our march then around the breakfast table this morning then. Heart of Oak. This morning at Heart of Oak from HMCS Chippewa's band here in Winnipeg at 7:30. Never far away from our thoughts either as the war continues in Ukraine. Return then to the D Drifters from their A Ukrainian Anthology, and this is Young Lad.
Шукав я собі дівчини. slivers never moved. No more your hopokanya, he calling as a bull. No more your hopokanya, he calling as a bull.
From their CD, a Ukrainian anthology, put together some years back. A lot of the songs are, well, traditional, of course, and that, though, by Dave Roman. At 7:33, I promised the Winnipeg Public Library. Let's take a quick look. I looked up, you can too, their program listings, and you can go right through the month. I've just jumped ahead for a week, and hey, boys and girls, the Family Game Day coming to the St. Vital Library. It's an in-person, so it's an open event. You don't have to register. Saturday, January the 11th from 12:30 to 3:30. Come to the library for an afternoon of family fun. Play games, read books, make a craft. Best enjoyed by children ages 3 to 12 and their families. Just drop in. St. Patel Public Library then, Saturday, January the 11th, 12:30 to 3:30. Yes, some interesting book clubs, but most of these are full. So let's turn to, yeah, this is an open event. Silver Screen Matinee, Roman Holiday. Audrey Hepburn, am I right? Pretty sure that's the Audrey Hepburn.
I think you're right.
Yes. Overwhelmed by her suffocating schedule, touring European, yes. Princess Anne takes off for a night. Bingo. Yep. Saturday, January the 11th. So next Saturday then, 2 to 4, Carol Shields Auditorium in the Millennium Library. It's an open event. You can drop in. Good seats in there, so I don't think you'd have any problem. Silver Screen Matinee. Roman Holiday. Turner Classic Movie Channel every Saturday does musicals too, by the way. You look up the Turner Classic Movie Channel and you want to make sure you get the Canadian schedule, but you sign on to their newsletter and you'll see what they're doing for the month, who the star will be for the month, the different features as well, and what's up and coming, or where they've made maybe a few changes as well. And the time is 7:34.
I'm David O'Keefe, author of One Day in August, the untold story behind Canada's tragedy at Dieppe, and you're listening to CKUW FM 95.9.
Well, we've been working our way through the CD, Music Makes the World Go Round, Dance Bands from Canada, 1922 to 1930, and there were a couple.
Yes.
That international fame.
Sure.
Would you care to guess who I'm thinking of, Carol?
Well, one I would think of would be Guy Lombardo.
Absolutely.
Yeah, didn't he really headquarter in New York eventually?
Yes, but he still called his band the Royal Canadians.
Yeah.
All right, 1928. Story heard down through the ages, Nobody's Sweetheart.
Sweetheart now.
Bongo, 1928, when Guy could kick up his heels. From a CD called Dance Bands from Canada, 1922 to 1930. Do we recognize anybody? Well, we played the Melody Kings, Monroe's Jardin de Danse Orchestra. Always got lots to go through, Carol.
Right.
Yeah. Although they all had a lot of jump to them back in those days. Jump. 7:39. What about another jumble?
Oh, okay. This one, equally easy. Yep. IGTDI.
Digit?
Yes.
I see.
Well, when I say yes, those are the answers I got, so I assume.
Sounds good to me, Carol. Correct. Moving right along, 7:39. Okay. Don't give them a chance to. I left all my notes at home, but I'm pretty sure it's coming to me now.
Yes.
This was the release date for this. Suddenly, it's flashback time here on the Saturday Morning Show. You're listening to Nightlights on CBC Stereo. Tom Nisley. Don't tell me. Today is January the 4th, but let's talk about January, shall we? You'd think more books would start in January. Does it not feel original enough to open a story with a new year? Or do we find more natural beginnings in the spring? Or when we return to work or school after the summer? What, after all, is born in the dead month of January besides a new calendar? Exceptions, yes. Archie Jones and Zadie Smith's White Teeth, roused to life on New Year's Day from his attempt to gas himself in his car in the delivery zone of a little butcher shop. Bridget Jones sourly recording in her diary the 14 alcohol units, 22 cigarettes, and 5,424 calories she consumed on New Year's Eve the day and the night before. And there are January beginnings that seem like endings. The death just hours after midnight on January the 1st, 2021, of the last human born before the species became infertile, and P.D. James, the children of men. Well, I'm sure we can turn to something better than that.
Yes.
January the 4th, January the 4th. Here we are. Say no more. Born on this day in 1962, Harlan Coben. Big mystery writer, I believe. Tell No One. Gone for Good. Died on this day in 1986, Christopher Isherwood. Berlin Stories. So, what do we got here? 1946. After a four-day bender with his second wife, Marjorie Bonner, in Cuernavaca, Mexico, the sight of an alcohol-soaked dissolution of his first marriage, Malcolm Lowry noticed, and hoped his wife wouldn't, a tree in the border garden carved with the message, Jan and Malcolm, December 1936, remember me. Oh, you should never do that. That's why. These things should be destroyed before your next wife discovers them.
Yes, I'll say.
Died at the age of 73, Wayne Osmond. One of the original of the Osmond brothers. I think there were eight or nine children.
I can't remember how many.
Father put them all to work in music.
Yes.
I mean, Donnie and Marie were the big names
as
the years went by.
Yeah.
Originally, they did Barbershop.
Love.
Came out of Utah.
Really?
Yes.
Barbershop.
Andy Williams Show, Big Time, etc. Wayne himself wanted to get into medicine. No, I don't think so, his father said. No, you keep singing. And in fact, Dad went bankrupt. And the kids had to keep working in different capacities to pay it off.
Yeah,
it sounds like the Beach Boys all over again.
Well, it sounds like Dickens.
So let's hear the Osmonds when they were harmoniously together.
What song do you have?
Let's do In the Garden, shall we?
Okay.
It's the only album I have, and so the whole thing is religious. And we may remember that. We may recognize this tune.
Okay.
I come to the garden.
Church. Plus, she sang in the old St. Andrews Church Choir when it was on Elgin Avenue at 7:48 from the LP. Bit of Vantage Final for you. The Osmond Brothers sing the all-time hymn favorites. What Wells we got on this? Softly and Tenderly. Yep. Whispering Hope.
Okay. Whispering Hope. That's all I got.
That's all you got. Okay. Wayne Alsman has died of a stroke at the age of 73. As it says in the Daily Telegraph, a member of the toothy all-brother U.S. pop group behind such huge-selling 1970s hits such as Love Me for a Reason, Let Me In, and Crazy Horses. The headline, Wayne Alsman, original member of family band The Osmonds, white America's answer to the Jackson 5.
Right. Well, it's funny that you mentioned toothy because we were having lunch with our friend Bev yesterday.
Talking about teeth.
And we mentioned the Osmonds, and we immediately started talking about how toothy they were.
Yeah, jumped out at you.
Yes, especially Donnie and Murray.
Big teeth.
Yes.
I don't know what that's an indication of. 7:49, coming up 7:50.
Yes.
Dylan movie, doing very well.
It's going to be very
revealing.
Big.
Not much in... it says much good about his character as a human being. And did you know? I didn't know this until I came across this by accident.
Yes.
And they're sort of new for the week at Into the Music. Bob Dylan and the Grateful Dead.
Goodness.
And they don't... They're together, but they sound like each of them is going their own way.
Two separate studios.
put my guns in the ground. I can't find them anymore. That long black train is pulling down. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Dylan and the Dead. Some of these Dylan voices a little far back in the recording, I thought, but and sometimes, well, when the Dead get noodling, yes, the Dead, all right. At 7:56, I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We'll be back next Saturday morning, 6
yes.
till 8. Hope you will be too here on CKUWFM.
Yes, hopefully it'll be warmer next Saturday.
Oh, it's going to be, absolutely. 95.9 yes. on your FM dial. All our shows are archived.
Right.
So you can listen when you like, how you like on music, YouTube. Easiest way.
Yes.
We do. It works for me.
Okay.
Right.
I think it's called YouTube Music, but either way, it's not the regular YouTube.
No.
It's YouTube Music.
Stay tuned for Green Planet Monitor up next. Mud Puddle Radio at 9.
Yep.
Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. Classical music. John
Iverson. Oh, nice. Quality. Yes.
Keep you stay in bed.
That's
listen to
I
John.
Like. Yes.
Feel warm all over. I'm going to leave you with something from Marta Heide, born, well, actually next week, January the 11th, 1927, Hungary. Left Hungary in 1956. Not surprising.
Right.
With husband, came to Winnipeg. She became assistant concertmaster at Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra.
Wow.
Concertmaster of the CBC, Winnipeg Orchestra. Founded the Heide String Quartet and worked at McMaster as well in the music department. So let's have a little Marta then.
So yet again, some Prokofiev today.
Yes, the Violin Sonata in D Major, Opus 94A, Moderato. Stay warm, and we'll talk to you next week. Like Pages, Radio for Readers on Thursdays, 5 to 5:30.